Blog Talk Radio.
Great morning. Welcome to Faith, Focus, and Finish Blog Talk Radio. I see I got a couple of callers on the line, so hopefully we'll have some good, juicy subjects to talk about today. So, yeah, today is Express Yourself Wednesday, so you can talk about anything you want to talk about, as long as it's not X-rated. So, anyway, that's pretty cool that I have a couple of callers on the line. So hopefully you guys won't be too shy to speak up today. So anyway, I'm going to start with some of my announcements. Looking to advertise, promote, do some promotions, commercials, radio spins. Maybe you're looking for radio interview, maybe for your business, or maybe you have some type of event or something going on and you want me to announce your event or post it on my pages. Maybe you're a life coach or author and you just want to, you know, get your business out there or your books out there. So you can contact me at faithfocusfinish@gmail.com. That's faithfocusfinish@gmail.com. And so I'm going to go over some up and coming guests. Yesterday, oh my God, I had a wonderful interview with Ms. Tawanda Steele. She talked about her journey about having breast cancer, and it's so crazy because, you know, when you're on the Blog Talk Radio, only time you really see how many people really listening are when people call in. But you know, people listen on the air from all around the world. This is a global platform. So the crazy, amazing thing is that yesterday, a couple of hours after she got off the show, She had other people reaching out to her to want to do interviews with her. So I thought that was pretty cool. So, yes, Ms. Tawanda, she had a great interview with me. And hopefully one day I can get her back on the show. Well, she always tune in every now and then, but I want to get her back on the show again for updates. So, thank you, Ms. Tawanda Steele. Sending a shout out to one of my great, great friends. Of course, today is Express Yourself Wednesday, so we're going to talk about whatever you want to talk about. Tomorrow is Black Eye Thursday. Now, Black Eye Thursday means that maybe your higher God was talking to you and you wasn't following directions and you just wanted to do it your way and you ended up giving your own self a black eye, meaning that you didn't listen and you tried to do it your way, but God was trying to teach you to do it another way. So, I'm just looking for some people that want to share some of their stories. You don't have to put your name out there if you don't want to. So tomorrow's Black Eye Thursday. Friday I have open for now. So I'll figure out what I'm going to be talking about that day. On Saturday, we have Mr. Antonio Brooks. He wrote a book about child support and his journey, what he went through with his daughter's mother. He was paying out of his pocket, basically. Well, not out of his pocket, but he had a check wrote out to the mother. One day the mother decides to take him to court, and the court says that they can't accept what he's been paying, so it had to be under child support order. So he had to pay $25,000. So he wants to come in and talk about his journey, about his book. And what I find interesting about having him on the show is that we always talk about the women, hear about the women's side, but we never hear about the men's side. So we're going to be talking with Mr. Antonio. I'm super excited, to have him on my platform. And that will be Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon. Matter of fact, I'm on here Monday through Saturday from 11 to noon. And then next week on the 24th, we have Yolanda Compass. She wrote a book called Breaking Free from the Cycle of Destructive Relationships. I actually met this beautiful young lady last weekend, and she got a good spirit on her. I love her. Very inspirational. So we're going to be talking to her on her journey and what she went through her abusive relationships. So I'm just super excited to have these, people, the up-and-coming people that's coming on my radio show. But listen, I'm looking for some more people to get on there. I have another lady coming on, too, next week. I forgot to put her on this, but I will have speak about her at the end of the show because I forgot to put her on this notice right here that I typed up. But so we'll be talking about her. Now her story, goodness, I'll tell you, it did something to my spirit. Matter of fact, let me see if her name is Chantrice Holliman. Yes, she actually wrote her book also about her journey where she went into the hospital. She had a heart attack, but when she woke up, she basically had no legs. So she developed an infection while she was in the hospital. So she's going to be talking about her journey and what she went through. And that kind of made me mad to hear about her story because the thing is, if you in a situation that you're unconscious and you cannot speak for yourself, but yet you have people operating and moving you around and touching you and cleaning you, and they don't have clean hands. That just really did something to my spirit. So she's going to be talking about what happened with her. I'm excited about getting her on my show next week. I got some good people that's going to be coming on, and I'm just super excited about sharing their story. So, so let's talk about Express Yourself. Let me see. Okay. If anyone, I see there's a couple of people that's on the line. I mean, if you want to talk about anything, I don't care if it's up-to-date news or whatever. Whatever you want to talk about, if you want to talk about anything, you're more than welcome to open up the line. I'm going to open up the line. And if you're not speaking, if you don't mind, if you can keep your phone on mute so that we can keep the noise down in the background. So I'm opening up the line, so if anybody have anything that you want to talk about. All right, well, I guess I'll go first then. How about that? You know, I had encountered a conversation with somebody a couple of days ago, and it kind of did something to my spirit a little bit, but then it didn't. And the reason why I say that, because I know that what I'm doing, I'm really trying to help some other people out. But the thing is, if you can't see somebody trying to help you out, then there's nothing really anybody else could do. You have to be able to be open-minded and know that people are really trying to help you out. And so at the end of the day, if you say, for instance, okay, this is what happened. I actually, on this platform, you know, I do charge people to come on my show because most of the people are advertising for their business. So normally if you advertising for your business, whether you throwing flyers out there or whatever it is you're doing, posting flyers, you got to print those flyers up. If you post them, you know, somewhere out in the community, you know, most of the time, yes, sometimes people do word of mouth, but how far can word of mouth go? It can go far if you have a big following of people, but if you're reaching out to other people and asking them to help you, especially if they have a platform that can help you advertise. So, yeah, I had a situation where I had someone that actually said to me that they was going to charge me for me to advertise their business. Yeah, I had to be quiet for a minute because I had to rethink about what I just said that person said to me. They want to charge me to advertise their business. Now, I don't, if you got a business or you got a book, that's something that you would benefit from, not me. So really, that's me trying to help you promote your book, your business, whatever it may be. And so the thing is, I have 22,000 people and counting on one page. I have 5,000 on another page. I got a couple of thousand on a couple of other pages that I actually, whenever I advertise for people, I advertise on all my social media pages for anybody that comes on my show. So if I'm exposing you to 26 or 27,000 more people, that's giving you a little bit more step up, even though I know I need some more people, because no matter what you're doing, and I don't care what kind of business you're in, it's a building business. So the more people you have exposed to whatever it is that you're doing, whether it's insurance, books, event planning, things like that, that's giving you more people exposed to your business. So I was trying to figure out why people have this mindset that everything's supposed to be free just particularly for them. So I don't mind helping people out, but the thing is we got to help each other out. It can't be a one-sided thing. It's got to be we both helping each other out in some kind of way. And so I thought it was pretty I was kind of floored a little bit when I heard when she sent me that message, and I was just like, wow, okay? So I was kind of confused because I didn't know what to say back to her without being rude or ignorant, because I'm not a rude or ignorant person. But at the same time, I know it got to be a conversation that we got to have, because I'm kind of like, was at a loss of words when it came to that conversation. So anyway, but, yeah, that was one of the things that I want to kind of talk about today. And then also one of the other things is I have multiple businesses. And so I do introduce my businesses to other people. It might be just to listen to on this radio. Oh, and by the way, I am looking for a co-host to come on the radio with me. But it might be just to listen to the radio. It might be for you to come on the radio. Maybe it might be for my I work in financial services where I actually educate about financial literacy. So with that, we educate people about, you know, college plans, trust, college plans, retirement plans, income protection, mortgage protection, and some of them have living benefits. So we educate people about those things because a lot of people think life insurance is just about dying, but what if you can use it while you're living? So we educate people about that. But I do introduce those things to people, but it's crazy because, and this goes for all of my businesses. This is for all my businesses, not just my insurance industry. People want to me to have more value in their business. And I'll say, well, let's collaborate our businesses together, and then we can see how we can help each other that way. But, you know, people say, oh, I don't want to talk about insurance, or I don't want to be on the radio. Okay. Okay, well, do you know anybody? Because I can give you some referrals like you can give me some referrals, because I know one thing. It's not if we die, it's when we die. So I know everybody needs some insurance, right? But anyway, they have shakes, fries. I'm not for nobody's business because everybody sees value in their business. But they have shake fries, paparazzi jewelry. I mean, you name it, they have it all. I've been approached about everything on the face of this earth so far. So anyway, I'll say to them, well, yeah, you know, and some people I have bought products from them, but then I'll introduce my stuff to them, and they'll be like, no, I'm good. And I'm like, why we do that to each other? I don't get it why we only want to do one-sided business with each other. Or we'll see somebody drowning, and then they will watch you drown because they say, oh, I'm not interested, but yet you'll go buy that same product from somebody else. And I'm trying to understand why do we do that to each other. I know that it's other people that support their people, but for some reason we have issues with that. I don't know why. But I don't know if anybody online have any similar stories or they want to share anything with about what they've been through, or just talk about whatever you want to. But, yeah, those were some of the things that came to my mind that I was thinking about as to why we don't support each other on each other's journeys, because I don't care where you're going or where you're trying to go, you're going to always need someone, to hold your hand through the process, through whatever it is. And so it just really amazes me because, I know people that they have came to me. I have helped them out. And basically they said, no, I don't want to hear about the radio. Okay, you ain't got to hear about it. But then turn around and say, hey, can I borrow or can I have? And I'm like, what? So I just thought that was so funny to me how people do stuff like that. I thought it was kind of funny. So anyway, I know a lot of people have that same similar thing because people have told me constantly that, yeah, I have people that say that to me all the time and ask, can they borrow or can they have or can you support me? Or they'll go support. And man, this is the craziest one. You could be a family member, but they'll go support somebody, a strange person in the street, and not support the family member. That's crazy, too. So I don't know. I think it's kind of funny. But anyway, it was this girl. I know I'm jumping subjects, but it was this. I got to share this. I want to see if I can play it online. Let me see. This video had me rolling this morning, but I'm going to play it because I want you guys to hear it. Hold on for 1 second. I thought it was so comical. Hopefully you can hear it. Hold on.
I work every day. It's stupid, and I'm refusing to be a part of this. I cannot continue to live my life like this. This is ghetto. I'm fed up. The bag is not chasing me. I'm chasing the bag. I am working and working, and I barely want to get up in the morning and come here. Meanwhile, there's someone who owns this company living at that side. And I'm just a slave. I'm just a number. They don't even know my name. They don't know nothing about me. They give me little pennies. Here's $45,000 for the year. Meanwhile, I have $45 billion, and I'm happy, and I'm in Greece, and you're sitting there all day for 8 hours a day for the next 30 years. I can't do this, and I refuse to do this. I'm not going to do this. This is one movement that I can't be a part of, okay? I can't do this. Who told, who the fuck made this up? Who made this up? Make something else up, because this is stupid. This is real stupid. I want the bag to chase me.
Oh, my God, guys. I heard this. I seen this video at 3 o'clock this morning. It's a girl named Shayette Jackson. And, oh, my God, I was rolling this morning because it really made me think about, you know, when I first started my business. And, you know how we, you know, I'm talking to the entrepreneurs and the business owners because they know exactly what I mean. That moment when somebody woke you up
and said, you can start your own business. It don't cost that much money. I'm going to show you how to do it. I'm going to hold your hand. And you in between that transition from your job to your business. That's what Shay was talking about. And it's so funny because I was just talking about this on Monday about the cash quadrant, about transitioning from your job to your business. Oh, my God, that girl had me rolling. I posted it on my page, but I'm a, I think I only posted in my women's group, but I'm going to post it on my main page. I thought that girl was so hilarious because the funny thing is I remember I used to, when I first started my business, I was an auditor. And I remember the first time I made $500 on my lunch break in the insurance industry, okay? I made $500 on my lunch break, and it was so weird. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you the story since I got a little bit of time. This guy, I was at this store that I audit, you know, people used to think that I worked at the store, but I actually worked through a different company. And this guy had asked me for a product. I said, well, sir, I'm sorry I don't work here, but I can show you where the product is. So he was like, oh, thank you. That's really nice. So as we're walking, my recruiter, my recruitment mindset came into place. So I was like, me and him was talking and stuff. He was like, I had said to him, explained to him I was kind of new to the area because I had just moved to North Carolina when I started my business. And I was like, do you know anybody in this area looking for some work? You know, we get ready to open up our own office, and I'm just looking for some open-minded people. And so he was like, well, tell me what you do. So I explained a little bit to him what I did, just enough to make him be curious. So he was like, shoot, I'm interested, but I want to see what you do, what you're talking about. I said, well, do you got, 30 minutes that you can sit down and talk with me? And the crazy thing, the job that I worked then, even though it was a job, I still had control of my time. I could make my own schedule. So anyway, I was talking with him, and he was kind of curious about what I was talking about as far as business. And he busted out and he was like, "What? Let me ask you, what is your name?" And I said, "Faith." Now, mind you, this man was about 6'3", 6'4", tall guy, big, husky guy. And he looked at me, and his mouth was wide open, and he just started crying. And I'm like, okay, this is weird. But anyway, he started crying because this man was actually going through stuff. This is why you got to, it's crazy how you don't know when people are going through stuff. And you just got to be so careful with them, So anyway, he must have been going through something. He said, I promise you on everything I love. He said, I was walking down one of those aisles, and I was praying to God to just give me enough faith to make it through whatever he was going through. And when I told him my name was Faith, that's why he started crying. So now I'm standing here crying not because my name is Faith, but I was crying because I said, this big man, and I'm short. I'm 5'2", guys. And I'm looking like this big old man, so I felt so bad for my heart was just, aching for the man. So anyway, he was like, yeah, I want to sit down and talk with you. I want to show me what you do. So I was like, hold on, I'm going to run to my car. So I go to my car, I get my computer, get my little supplies, and I went over everything that I did with him. So he was like, so you mean to tell me I can make this money doing this, and then I definitely need help with all of this. I was like, yeah. So he said, I'll tell you what, I'm going to do, and he actually got life insurance that day for himself and his kids. He said, I'm going to do my life insurance and my insurance for me and my kids today, and then I want you to talk to my wife tomorrow. So I was like, cool. So anyway, it took me 20 or 30 minutes to educate him about what I did and another 20 or 30 minutes to fill out his application, both to come work with me and his life insurance application. I got paid $500 just from me asking that guy that him stopping me and asking me. So anyway, when I that was the first time I made $500 because, you know, sometimes when you start a business, sometimes you be in disbelief, like this can't really happen. Like some people really be going through that, and I was one of those people because I was used to that system that we was taught that, no, this was the way you do it. You work harder, not smarter. But now somebody telling me, no, it's the opposite way. You work smarter, not harder. So anyway, when I made that $500, let me tell you, from that day forward, every time I went to work, I was mad, just like this girl Shay Jackson on Facebook. I was rolling. So anyway, every time I went to work, I was just getting mad. I was getting more and more upset because I was like, I'm tired of working at this daggone job for all these people, and they on the beach sipping on cocktails. I'm still over here working, slaving like a Hindu slave. So anyway, I'm gonna post that video on my Facebook page because I thought that was so hilarious. I did post it in my women's group. I don't think I posted on my actual front page of my Facebook, but anyway. I thought that was so funny because this girl, like, looked like she about 19 to 20 years old. And I tell you, when it hit her that she's like, I'm working all these daggone hours, she's like, no, I'm not doing it. And I don't know why y'all do it. I thought that was so hilarious. But anyway, I'm going to take a quick break right quick. And I'm going to play a song right quick, and I'll be right back. Now I'm opening up the line for anybody that want to share their stories.
So sad to see you go so soon. I know that you ain't coming back. In the beginning, everything was cool. Towards the end of it all, it's all bad. I know that you did the same. I guess I'm out of here. I'm moving on again. I'm sure that you will understand. I play by the rules, you play by the game. I couldn't have stayed. It's easier to say. Cause I was by your side when you went through the pain. I guess it doesn't matter now that you're so far away. And every minute you're gone, I'm missing it so. I can't believe that you're far away. I've been saying it's every month of business.
All right, all right, all right. I'm back online. So and it's crazy because what I'm going to say, I have about 7 people. I'm texting back and forth while I'm on the radio. Get on the call and come talk to me. Don't be shy. Nobody know who you are. And some of these people, business owners, I would love for you guys to share some of your stories about when you first started your business. Heck, you might be able to go in and advertise your business today while you're on for free. I'm just putting it out there. So anyway, you know, it's funny that I'm talking about this because you know, when I first came into work in my business and things, that thing, that fear thing, oh my God, that thing is crazy. Fear, 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 fear. I tell you, there's so many, it's crazy because, you know, you get so excited about your business, and sometimes fear will keep you from talking to people because you're afraid of the word no. And it's funny because when I train and develop and talk to some of the people I train, they be saying, I don't want nobody to tell me no. I'm like, how many times have you told yourself no? And they said, what do you mean? Have you wanted something that you didn't get because you didn't have the money, so you told yourself no? You told your spouse no. You told your kids no. And they say, yeah. I'm like, did anybody die? Or did anybody get hurt? And they say, no. Like, did you leak blood or anything? They say, no. So why are you afraid for somebody to tell you no? You've been telling yourself no all your life, most of your life, telling everybody no. It didn't hurt anybody. But I think I mentioned this yesterday, too. I like when people tell me no because then I can get to my yeses. But in the beginning, I used to be scared of people telling me no. Not sure I was. And I wouldn't open my mouth up, and so a closed mouth can't get you fed, right? But I think I remember the day that made me stop being afraid. Well, actually, fear pushed me to move and start doing something with my business. The reason why I say that because I had just received my check from work, and I had every dime that I got that day, I paid my bills. But after that, I looked and said, oh, my God, I don't have any food in my refrigerator. And so fear made me start talking to people about my business because I said, I know I can get paid the next day for my business. So I was like, well, shoot, I need to start talking to some people because otherwise I'm going to be starving until next Friday because I got paid every week at that time. So I started talking to people, and that guy was just one of the people that I talked to that week. I think I made $1,500 that week, and I only talked to 3 people. Mind you, that was 3 hours versus me working 40 hours, and I still ain't made $500. So that was one of the reasons why I was like, I got to get rid of this job. I got to get rid of this job and just work my business because that's where the money at, really. So anyway, that fear kept me, fed me for that week. But a lot of times people going through a lot of struggles and they let fear get in front of them and they don't move. But, you know, God is always in our ear and he always telling us you got to get up and move and do something. Because we can pray all day long, but you got to pray and move at the same time. Pray, move, pray, move, pray and move. So, yeah, that fear will really keep you, it can paralyze you. Ooh, shoot, I didn't realize I didn't put my personal number up here. But anyway, it could paralyze you to the point that you know, down to your lowest of lows. And then sometimes that'll make you move too. So, yeah, that fear is kind of crazy. Do anybody that's on the call want to talk about some of their fear moments? Some things that they went through when they was either, it don't have to be just a business or anything. I don't care what kind of fear that you went through. Do you have any stories that you want to share? All right.
One of the other things, too, when I first started this radio station, I started this last month, I think, even though I've been working on other radio stations. But I remember when I first was driving to the first radio station, my first radio interview. And I remember driving there, and my legs were shaking. I don't know what I was shaking for, because I knew the person that was going to be interviewing me. I was comfortable with talking with her, talked to her plenty of times over the phone, and met her in person a couple of times, so I don't know. But I knew that once I got in front of it, I would be more comfortable. But the crazy thing was, I think what made me comfortable was I ended up doing that that interview on Facebook Live at the same time I was on the radio. And so seeing some of my family and friends logging in, that kind of helped take some of that fear away. And then later on that night, they called me. They was like, would you want to come work on as a co-host? I was like, yeah. I don't know why I told them yeah. But that's just a part of helping get rid of your fear, because the only way you're going to get rid of the fear is to actually do what it is that you're fearful of. So then when I worked with the next radio station, I already had said to that person that I want to come on here and train, because eventually I want to open up. I want to have my own station. And so having that person there by my side at that time was, helped took away the fear. But when I was ready to do it on my own, I was like, I told everybody, I'm starting my own radio station next week. I was ended up being 2 weeks late because I was ended up in the hospital. But I was like, God bless the woman that have her own. So that's when, I was like, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and start my own stuff and reach out to some of the people that I, even talked to before, or reach out to some new people. So that's how I end up getting some of my clients. And plus on top of it, some of my clients refer people to me to come get on my show. So, yeah, that last platform I was on, I helped build it up to 8 different countries. I haven't looked on that site in a while to see where they're at now. But when I first started on that show, it was only in the United States, and it went up to 8 different countries. So I was like, if I could build somebody else's station that, to 8 different countries, I could do it myself. So, yeah, but the thing is letting that fear get out of your way, so that you can accomplish whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish. To accomplish whatever you got to accomplish. So anyway, you got to, whatever it is that's fearful. I don't know why this morning, 3:00 this morning, I was looking at, hopefully my friend not listening, that's afraid of snakes, but she usually listens in, but I'm sorry, sis, I ain't going to call your name out. But anyway, I used to wasn't scared of snakes until one day when I went to school to be a ranger, and I caught myself going to pick up a snake and chase everybody with the snake. But our instructor was like, girl, if you don't throw that snake and run like heck the other way. And I'm like, why? He said, because the doggone thing is poisonous. And I wasn't afraid of snakes before, but now I'm afraid of snakes. So for some reason, this thing came on this 3:00 this morning with some snakes on it. I was looking like, what in the world? But, normally I wouldn't sit there and look at it the whole episode, but I actually looked at the whole episode. So it's just about doing what, if it's something that makes that you're afraid of, you're going to have to do something to get yourself out of being afraid. It might be to go pet that snake or watch the snake or whatever it is. So, yeah, you got to learn how to get past that fear. If it's that business that you always want to start, or some different goals and dreams you have wrote down, but you've never ever pursued them, I tell people all the time, there are people in their grave, they took their goals and dreams to their grave. They took whatever they was fearful, whatever their fears was, they never got over their fears, they took all of that stuff to their grave. So if it's something that you want to bypass, get past, whatever, you got to get out there and do it in order to get over that fear. So, yeah, so that was what I did. I gradually baby stepped myself way through it. And if you think about it, babies, I love to watch babies. when they start, when they grow. Because when you first hold them, this is how I teach people too when I train them. When you first see a baby, I mean, have a baby, you got to hold that baby and nurture them and everything, right? So eventually you're going to want to lay the baby down. But eventually that baby going to be wanting to rock and roll from left to right, and you know. And then eventually you're going to see them start crawling, scooting first. And then the scoot turns into a crawl. And then one day their leg's going to be so strong that you can hold them with both of your fingers, and the baby's going to be trying to walk by all your fingers, right? But eventually that baby is going to let one of the fingers go, and the baby's going to start walking just with the one finger. And eventually the baby's going to say, I don't want to hold your finger. So everything is a process. I'm not saying to go jump into, you know, going to hold a snake or pet a snake. It might be just to watch the snake on the screen first. So everything is a baby step. So, you know, even with me, with my radio station, it was a baby step for me. People helped my hand. I helped their fingers through the process until I was able to let that finger go. And then I was like, okay, I can do this on my own. So, yeah, so just, you know, got to get out your own way when it comes to those things. You know, with fear and things like that. So I'm going to take a quick break right quick. First of all, the first song that I played was The Queen of Hearts. It's spelled K-W-E-E-N, The Queen of Hearts. That song was called Love Languages. She actually was one of the ladies that I actually interviewed. She was the first person I interviewed on this platform, Takesha Wade. I met her off of Facebook. She reached out to me and asked me if I could play her music. And so that song was called Love Languages. And that was from The Queen of Hearts, and then Far Away from Marshall Ambrosia.
Thank you.
All right. I was thinking I had posted this quote. I'm always posting quotes on my page. And that made me think about, I told one of my friends that I decided that I'm going to write me a book one day. And I'm definitely going to try to start it, I'm going to start it this year, okay? I got to take the word shoulda, coulda, woulda, those negative talk. So I will be starting it this year. I put this quote one day on my page. It says, one day you would tell your story on how you overcame what you went through, and it would be someone else's survival guide. So that's one of the reasons why I do what I do with any of the things that I do, whether it's my working with my financial business or working on the radio, because people just don't know what they don't know. And I didn't know half of this stuff. And some people don't even know my background as far as, you know, who's my father and things like that. And the thing is, we keep teaching each other the same stuff. And you don't realize that even if we teach it, you hear people say, oh, we used to do it back in the old days and things like that. And you don't realize that that put people so far behind by talking about the olden days. So anyway, I got a journey, a story that I'm going to share one day. I'm going to share with you guys one day, but I want to write the book about it first. And so that I can, you know, help more people while I help myself, because everything that we do, when you share your story, your fears, your goals, your dreams, things like that, and you sharing those things, and it's helping other people, encouraging them to get, you know, to move and do what they got to do for themselves. But it is some people out here, I call them sleepwalkers. I have somebody say they even call it walking dead, because some people just don't really realize what they're doing as far as their life. They're just living a life, but they're not living their purpose. So anyway, I want to share that story one day with you guys. You guys will get bits and pieces of it as I, you know, talk on some of the shows and things like that, but I want to put it all in a book so you guys can really know my whole journey and some of the things that I went through in my lifetime that I know that it can help other people out there. So, yeah, so anyway, let me see. So, you know, I want to open up the lines if anybody want to share their journeys. I know I've been asked 3 times today, and I got about 7 people on the line. So anyway, if you want to, you know, talk about anything, you know, it doesn't matter if it's your fears, your goals, your dreams. I don't care up to date stuff that's going on, latest news. It doesn't matter what you want to talk about. You're more than welcome to unmute your phone and talk about that. I had saw this article. I didn't realize how long I was up this morning. Up there peeking on Facebook. Need to get myself out of the off of there. But anyway, it was this article. This girl. Domestic Violence Month. Seen this article. This girl. She was just like she was tired of being abused by her boyfriend. And she showed a picture of her, part of her lip. I don't know what he did to her lip, but it kind of ripped her lip off. And I was just like, Lord, I've never been in an abusive relationship, so I don't know how that, physical abuse, abusive relationship. Because, you know, people put you through mental, too, you know, sometimes. So, but I was so hurt by seeing this girl's face like this. And the crazy thing is she exposed the guy's name. I'm not going to talk about their names on here. But the crazy thing is that I noticed that the guy was from where I'm born and raised in Buffalo, New York. And it's just really sad. It really actually looked like a bullet hole that's in her lip, but I don't know if part of it is all. But guys, listen, I mean, you know, I don't care because there's men out here in abusive relationships too. You got to love yourself enough to get out of that relationship and go get help and get counseling. I'm actually in a couple of women's groups where they have, have domestic violence. It's a way for women to get there, get in there and talk to have somebody to talk to, counsel them. So, you got to reach out for some kind of help because, you got to realize your life is more valuable than that next person's and their feelings and for your kids. And so I have had two people that I know this year alone that was killed by their husband or their boyfriend. And it was really sad to hear that. So, and this shouldn't even just be about this month because actually, people getting abused every day. So we got to do something about that. I see a caller on the line if you want to speak, a new caller on the line. So yeah, hello.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. This is your sister Sarita. I love you and support you and everything that you're doing. I just wanted to share my story about overcoming a fear. I used to be afraid of heights, and I decided that I didn't want to be living in fear anymore. And so my job, we signed up to do some work for Habitat for Humanity, and ironically, our task was to put the new roof on the home. And so this was my challenge to try to overcome this fear. And so what I did was I told myself that I was going to conquer it. It was no longer going to hold me hostage. And so I climbed the ladder. I did get on the roof, and I was able to hear the instructions. I was not able to do the roof, but I took the first step of conquering that fear by climbing up the ladder and getting up on the roof and staying on the roof. And so I just want to share with your other listeners how important it is that you get to declare your victory over whatever that thing that you have fear of. And so I declared the victory over my fear of heights, and the day will come where I will complete installing the roof, but I have climbed the ladder. I have taken the steps up the ladder, and so I just wanted to share that story, and I thank you for this opportunity for me to share that.
Oh, well, thank you. And thank you for getting online, and I love you too, and I appreciate you. Yeah, and the crazy thing is I didn't know my sister had a fear of heights, so that was something good to learn. It's always good to learn something new about the people that you love and that's around you. So I never knew that. So I appreciate you getting on and sharing that with me. Yes, ma'am. So and tell everybody I love them that's listening. And it's crazy because, like I said, I have a lot of listeners that come on my show. And like I said, most of them call after the show. But one of the things is helping you get over the fear to come on and speak and speak your mind. And like I said, sometimes you might get on here and you want to announce your business or advertise your business, and I could do it for free while you're on the line calling in. So I appreciate you getting on, Sarita, and sharing your fear and getting past that fear to tell that fear. Because I don't think have you ever been on the radio before, Sarita?
Not on your station, but I have been on the radio here in Buffalo.
Okay, excellent. So I appreciate you getting on. So I have about 4 minutes left of the show. And I sat here and talked all day for myself, but I appreciate Sarita getting on there. So I want to make a couple of more announcements. I'm on Monday through Saturday. I'm taking Sundays off, guys, Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon Eastern Standard Time. And you can call in as a guest, or you can just call in and speak just like Sarita just called in. That number is 563-999-3741. You can also follow me on Blog Talk Radio /Faith Focus Finish. Or you can follow me on Facebook, Faith Focus and Finish. And my email, if you're looking for some advertisement, promotion, radio spins, interviews, and I'm looking for some life coaches, some authors, You can send me an email. My email is faith, F-A-I-T-H, focus, F-O-C-U-S-E-D, finish, F-I-N-I-S-H, at gmail.com. That's faith, focus, finish, at gmail.com. I'm also on LinkedIn. I'm building my page up on LinkedIn. My goal is to get at least 60,000 by the end of this year. I always give myself numbers of building on my business. So the more you expose your business to more people, the bigger your business gets. So I'm looking for some people if you want to, you know, follow me on there also. So I'm going to end the show because we have about 2 minutes left with, 90 seconds, I should say. I'm going to close the show out with Find Your Way. You guys have a great and blessed day. Tomorrow, don't forget, tomorrow is Black Eye Thursday. God was talking to you. You didn't move when he told you to move. So tomorrow is Black Eye Thursday to talk about whatever you want to talk to, you know, whatever black eye that you gave yourself. Have a great day.